Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Romans 8th chapter and verse 28, he said, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. We began some weeks ago a series we were calling Loving Him. There's a lot of talk in Christian circles about God loving us, and that's good. You can't get too much of that. But that's not all there is to it. There's another side of this, and that's us loving Him. He said, we know that all things work together for good. Now, a lot of people stop right there. They put a period there. And they say, well, you know, the Bible said everything's working out for the good. No, that's not what that said. The Bible did not say everything is working out for the good. It said God's causing everything to work together for good to a specific group of people. To them that love God. Does everybody love God? No, they don't. As we've already covered, there's a lot of folks on this earth that actually hate God. Not my words, the Bible's words. There are many haters of God in the world. And there's a misconception, even among church folks, that if folks just knew how much God loved them, they'd love Him back. Or if you knew God and saw who He really is, you'd love Him. Everybody would. That's not true. I said, that's not true. Jesus said to the individuals that were even the leadership, religious leadership in His day, He said, they have seen and hated both Me and My Father. You couldn't say they didn't really know what God was like. They're looking at Him. They're hearing Him with their own ears, and they hated it. Are y'all with me, friends? See, there's misconceptions that need to be changed. Mind renewal that needs to occur. No. Truth is, God's in us. He's in His church. All through the earth. I'm not saying everything we've said and done has represented Him perfectly, but there's a lot of things that's coming through us that's Him. And when people see that and they hate it, they think they just got a problem with us. But the thing is, they don't like Him. So there are those that love Him and there are those that don't. And everything is not working out for the best for everybody on the planet. No, sir. No, ma'am. But to those that love God. Oh, I said to those that love God. There's some amazing things going on. Listen to just a few of these. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. When he's tried, he'll receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The list goes on. But these promises are not for everybody. They are for those that love Him. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 8th chapter, please. 1 Corinthians 8. You know, you got people's varied opinions and experiences. You got political correctness. You got a whole barrage of things. And then you got the truth. Amen. The truth of God's Word that'll make you free. People say, well, I got a right to my beliefs. Just like you got a right to your beliefs. Actually, that's not correct. If you're a Christian, you don't have a right to your own beliefs. You're supposed to believe what He told you to believe. You're supposed to believe this Bible, not just make up stuff as you go along. True or not? Well, we're excited today, aren't we? Can you feel the excitement? Well, we're moving on through. Well, there's too much junk going around. There's too much confusion. And we need to quit being so afraid that somebody's going to be offended by the Bible and couch them with soft words of confusion while they go off the deep end. No. Sometimes you need to be jarred a little bit. Right? Like that young man that went away from home. He needed to come to himself. Sometimes you need to wake up and go, whoa, what have I been believing? What is this? Where did I get that? Where did I get that? In 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, in the 2nd verse, if any man think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know it. I don't care what kind of genius you may be purported to be. And if you really do know some stuff, you don't know anything about it compared to what God knows. And compared to what there is to be known about it, for one simple reason, you just hadn't been around long enough. If you've been around 100 years, that's nothing. That's a tenth of one day to God. If you've been around 100 years, that's one tenth of one day to God. Because to Him, 1,000 years is like a day. Or like a watch in the night, like last night. Anybody aware of last night? Can you remember last night? What last night seems like to you, that's what a millennia passing seems like to God. And His perspective of it is right. His perception of time is right. We just hadn't been here very long. We just don't know much. That's the truth. When He says, my little children, it's not a figure of speech. Verse 3, but. Now let's go back to verse 2 because he's drawing a contrast. If any man thinks that he what? Knows anything. He knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But, verse 3, but. If any man love God, he's drawing a contrast between knowing things and loving God. Contrast. The same is known of Him. Now, known deals with the experiential, not theoretical. Doesn't God know everybody? Not in this sense. No. Jesus talked about there'll come a time when He'll say to different ones, depart from me. I never knew you. Does that mean He didn't know about them? No, He knew about them. But He didn't know them. Why didn't He know them? They didn't believe in Him. They didn't love Him. So He didn't reveal Himself to them. And they didn't experience or know Him. He doesn't reveal Himself to those who are the smartest theologically. You may know multiple languages, Hebrew, Greek, Chaldean, Aramaic. I'm not knocking that. Latin, I'm not knocking that. But just knowing a bunch of stuff will not cause God to notice you or be drawn to you or reveal Himself to you. Because compared to what He knows, what you know is a drip in the bottom of a thimble. Really? I mean, we need to remind ourselves who we're talking about. The Creator of the heavens and the earth, the universe. How long has it been around? We have no idea. They tell us the light traveling to us from the farthest stars, that's just the ones we can see, involve millions of years, billions of light years travel. We have no idea how long. We have no idea what else has gone on or what else. He is awesome beyond description. His knowledge. What kind of power does it take for the gravitational pull of the stars and the planets to sustain them every millisecond? What kind of brilliance does it take to create a human body or a puppy dog? And the flowers and the seas and the mountains. You can believe that all this stuff just popped out by itself if you want to, but don't call it science. It's a belief. I said it's a belief. None of these folks can prove anything to you that it came in a godless manner. None of them were there. I said none of them were there. Nobody can prove God doesn't exist or God didn't create it. Nobody has. Nobody can. Because He did. You know, saying this is all just, it happened by itself, that's not science. It is a belief. It's a belief. I like my belief better than that belief. I have experience of it in my soul, in my life. The Creator has touched me. And I have touched Him. Hallelujah! You can't tell me I didn't, because I was there when it happened. It's like telling a fella in a swimming pool doing the backstroke. There's no water in there. There's no water in there. I'm wet.
That's right.
You can't tell me there's no water in there. I'm wet.
That's right.
A man with an experience is never at the expense of a man with a theory. I said a man with an experience is never at the expense of a man with a theory. He said, if any man love God, what happens? The same is known of him. Go with me to John 14. John 14, 21. What does it mean, those that love God are known of Him? It means He reveals Himself to them. We've already gone over this and shown scriptures, but Isaiah, what is it, 45, 15 talks about you are a God who hides yourself. And He's also a God who reveals Himself. He's both. God is hiding Himself from some people on the planet while revealing Himself to others. How can this be? Because some believe in Him and some don't. Some love Him and some despise Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.